If you are a Christian coach, speaker, or influencer, this is the right place. You're listening to the Keep Writing Podcast, a resource for biblical encouragement, spirit-led wisdom, and practical ideas as you answer God's calling to increase your authority by becoming an author. I'm Nika Maples, and I can help you write your next book so that you can take your business to the next level while advancing the kingdom and transforming people in Jesus' name. Let's talk about limiting beliefs. A limiting belief is a sentence in your brain. Basically, it's a thought that you believe is absolute, immovable truth. You've accepted that this sentence is how the world works. It's how people work. It's how God works. It's how you work. And that belief is the outer limit for you. You simply can't go beyond it. Hence the name, limiting belief. Never mind that you've never investigated where that sentence came from, when you started believing it, and whether it's actually the truth. One limiting belief for many new authors is, it won't make a difference. That sentence comes up for them in all kinds of circumstances. Maybe you can relate. Have you ever started looking at your blank page, considering the brief time that you have available to write, and thought, I don't have enough time. It won't make a difference. So you never type a word. Or maybe you looked at your small social media accounts and considered posting something today, but then you thought, oh, it won't make a difference. So you never make a post. Or it's possible that you've desired more speaking engagements and you drafted a proposal to email to a local church or an organization, but then you thought, it won't make a difference, so you never hit send. Well, guess what? Your limiting belief is exactly right, because when you tell yourself that it won't make a difference, you end up taking inaction instead of taking action. And when you don't write, or you don't post, or you don't hit send, then ta-da, there is no difference in your business or your life. And that's a problem. Okay. But there is a beautiful way to solve this problem. Number one, recognize that some thoughts are helpful and some thoughts are unhelpful. That right there will be a game changer for you. When you start becoming aware of the thoughts that are unhelpful, then you can say, no thanks, the next time it comes around. Pretend you're at a party. You know how sometimes there are party guests that you love being around, and you run over to them and you talk and you laugh with them? They're your favorite. And then there are a few other party guests that you choose not to hang around. Maybe you've had bad history together, or they always say something rude, or you just don't like them, so you keep your distance. They are not your favorite. Well, your favorites and your not favorites can exist in the same party at the same time. Nobody has to be kicked out the door. You just decide where you're going to stand. If he's over by the punch bowl, stay over here. There's no reason to go over there and try to make small talk for hours with someone you don't like. Neither do you have to invest a lot of belief into every sentence that pops into your head. Just let them be there. Nobody gets kicked out. Just don't spend a lot of time with them. That's all. Like I always say, not every thought that enters has to be entertained. Go ahead and write that one down. Number two, prove that small efforts make a difference by setting a timer. I love timers. The best tool that I use in my business is a timer. Easily. I can't live without it. In fact, I wrote the script that I'm reading right now by using a timer. See, I didn't feel like sitting down to write a script, but I knew myself enough to know I could use a timer to kind of trick myself and get it done. And it worked. When you set a timer, you start small and tell yourself that you're only going to work for 5 minutes. Set that timer for 5 minutes and then see if you can make a difference in 5 minutes. Spoiler alert, you can. It always makes a difference. Whether you're typing words on a page, making the bed, doing the laundry, answering emails, or making dinner, you can make a difference in 5 minutes. I even have a friend who will sometimes call me on a busy day and say, hey, I've only got 5 minutes. Let's catch up real quick. So the thought, it won't make a difference, is a limiting belief. It's the outer limit that we set for ourselves so that we won't take advantage of those small opportunities. And then we stop short of victory. Never stop short of victory because Jesus already paid for it. Now, a difference doesn't have to be big. When we're talking about making a difference, who says so? Only God. Look, he says, whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. That's Proverbs 13:11. Number three, focus on scriptures that emphasize the power of bite-sized growth. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. That's Psalm 84:5-7. But we all, with unveiled faces, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. What are you doing? Go write these down. The next time it won't make a difference comes up for you, here's something better you can think. Every little bit helps. Are you subscribed to my YouTube channel yet? I love creating weekly lessons that will bring value and insight to you on your writing, publishing, and book marketing journey. When you listen to my podcast, you learn through your ears. But when you watch my YouTube channel, you learn through your eyes and your ears, making double the impact in half the time. See you over on YouTube.